To me, when I'm looking at the AFC, yesterday I had the problem of trying to find teams that I wanted to knock off my wild card list. I had trouble today coming up with enough teams that I thought were playoff-worthy picks.
Which goes to my storyline that nobody will see coming from the NFC side, is that the conference imbalance will be so striking that we're going to have so many teams in the NFC that are left off the playoffs that we think are better than teams in the AFC that make the playoffs. So conference imbalance is going to be one of the storylines that we see at the end of the year. But just like we did in the NFC, we got surprise team, bust team, most important player, storyline that nobody saw coming, playoff teams, and conference champ all lined up.
The easiest thing that I had on here was which team was going to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is the thing we saved for the end on the NFC.
Yeah, we just
started
right here.
For the AFC, I just don't see anybody in this group unless something major happens either to the Patriots or to somebody else. I don't see anybody beating the Patriots in the AFC, do you?
Patriots or the field?
I'm taking the Patriots.
And I'd take the Patriots. And that's kind of crazy.
And the NFC, the NFC side, I'll go the opposite. I'll let you take whoever you want to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I chose the Packers. But if you told me you could either give the Packers up or have everybody else, I'm taking the field. I think there's enough good teams in there that if you're going to get to the Super Bowl on the NFC side, you're going to work your butt off.
I wonder when's the last time that's been the case where it's been one team to reach the Super Bowl over the field in the entire conference. Like, did we even think that strongly of the Patriots going into the year where they went 18-1?
Probably not.
Like, I mean, going into the year, like, maybe at the beginning, once we saw it happening with Randy Moss and Tom Brady, and, yo, this is pretty cool. Maybe once the season started, we had that opinion. But before the year, one team over the field to reach the Super Bowl in their conference, but I think that's where we are. So we started with the easiest one. Surprise team. I'm going with the Los Angeles Chargers. I always wanted to say San Diego, but I think LA is going to have a good year. I picked the Rams as my surprise team. In the NFC, I like the Chargers. In the AFC, they last year lost a majority of their games by one score or less. They were in it, if not winning, typically going into the fourth quarter. And their coaching staff just could not handle late-game situations. They would make all the terrible coaching mistakes. Well, they just revamped their coaching staff, and they still have a consistent quarterback in Phillip Rivers that you can depend on, that you'll get steady production from that spot. If the offensive line stays healthy, they had enough weapons there where I think they make a run for that division.
Now, does surprise mean good?
Yeah, because we have busts. That means
okay,
bad.
But I mean, sometimes someone can be surprised.
Yeah.
I would have had, if surprise could be bad, the Browns and Jets, that together we're going to see a new era of ineptitude where one team's going to try to trump the other one. But if I've got to pick something good, I think I'm going to say the Chiefs. And only because I think the Chiefs are going to be that consistent little engine that's going to win enough games, that's going to put themselves in the playoffs. I don't think there's anybody from the bottom half of the league that I even like that I can think to put in the mix of they're going to have a surprise season. So I say the Chiefs, but I think it's going to be the surprise is going to be how bad the AFC is going
to
be.
All right. Well, I think I like the Chiefs to make the playoffs. We'll get to that in a second. But I also like Patrick Mahomes to see time this year and take the job of Alex Smith. Yes, it happens this year, not down the line. Bus team, Oakland Raiders. They were the opposite of the Chargers last year, and these are things that typically even out from one season to the next. They won a bunch of these close games that they probably shouldn't have won, but they built up a big 12-4 year based on the fact that they won a lot of those close games. I just don't think the luck will be on their side, and their division is still really strong, so the margin's a lot slimmer. If the Chargers are better, I think the Chiefs will be pretty good. Denver's not going to be a train wreck because at least they're a stable team. So all that being said, the Raiders are the squad that takes a step back.
I'm going for bust for your surprise team. I think the Chargers are going to be the bust.
Can you be a bust team if you finish in last place in the division last year?
I just think that this team is going to go to L.A. They're not going to draw. They're not going to have interest. And I think the wheels are going to fall off this team.
It's not a big stadium. They don't really have to sell that
many
tickets.
But they haven't sold many tickets?
It's the smallest stadium.
I don't know.
In the NFL.
I just think this whole thing is a cluster. And I just see the Chargers as being bad.
All right. Most important player.
For me, Le'Veon Bell for the Steelers. Because I'm going to do everything that the Patriots are going to do is going to be a given for a 14-2. If there's going to be a team that's going to challenge them and make you even think about taking the field, I think it's Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And I think that Le'Veon Bell has to be that guy that can run the ball for big yardage, and in a playoff game against New England with bad weather in Foxborough, they're going to have to follow. They're going to have to use his legs to possess the ball, keep Brady off the field, and win the game.
He was hurt last year in the playoffs, so they didn't have him in that AFC Championship game against the Patriots, and that does matter. That's the thing about the Steelers. Bell can't consistently stay on the field. Roethlisberger can't consistently stay on the field, and we're relying on those two to put together a full season and challenge the Patriots, which makes it tough. I'm going to go Mariota for the most important player because I think he's the difference between the Titans possibly being maybe the third or the second team overtaking the Steelers in the AFC power rankings. Or if Mariota just doesn't develop into the guy that we all think he has taken the steps to do, then the Titans won't be good and won't make it out of that division. So similar to how I picked Cam Newton in the NFC side for it, the ceiling's there, but also the floor is pretty low too. So that makes you an important player when you can determine so much. Playoff squads. Pats winning the division. Steelers winning the division. I think those two are probably the biggest locks. I like the Titans and Mariota to put it together in a weak South. Because I don't think the Texans, starting Tom Savage, that's not the way you want to begin a year. And the Los Angeles Chargers to win the AFC West. Wild cards being the Chiefs and the Bengals. And I really had to find that last team. Like, I didn't really want to pick the Bengals. But looking at them, like, their schedule isn't really difficult. They're not really bad at anything. Like, they're pretty solid on defense, pretty solid on offense. They're not really a team that I love, but I have to pick six. So the Bengals made it.
Patriots, Steelers, I think those are givens. I took the Texans, and the reason I took the Texans is I think they have the best defense in the division, and I think they'll be consistently in games. I think Watson's going to be the quarterback before the season's over. I think if they're smart, yeah. I think, and especially if they're maybe they fall out of it a little bit, we'll try to go to next year. But mm-hmm. I think the defense is good enough there. I do like your thought of the Titans might be better. I don't see the Colts, and the Jaguars are pathetic. I'm going to take the Chiefs on the consistency factor. I think I more know what I'm going to get out of the Chiefs in the AFC West, so I think they win it. I think the Bengals, they always seem to make the playoffs and lose in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'll put the Bengals as a wild card. And then I had to come up with one more, and I just looked at the teams that I didn't have making the playoffs, and I thought Derek Carr was the best quarterback out there, so I put the Raiders, although I do not like their defense.
Now, I'll tell you where you might run up into a problem, and it's probably because like you looked at it this in depth, but you had three teams from the NFC East making the playoffs. Their cross division in the AFC is the AFC West.
I didn't even look at that.
Yeah, if like three teams of the
they
NFC
can't all
East
win.
Make it, I don't know how two teams of the AFC West could also make it. They all can't win every one of those games. But, you know, that's
like the guy that picks a fantasy and doesn't pay attention to bye weeks,
yes.
Right?
So, like, I understand where you're going. They might be the best teams that you think are the conferences, but I just don't think there's enough wins around. Now, the way I like to finish it is storyline that no one will see coming. And I think it'll be similar to what you just brought up. I think at the end of the year, we'll be saying that the NFL needs to implement some sort of a lottery to determine the draft order. Because this year, more than any other season, especially on the AFC side, teams are blatantly not trying to put the best team that they can forward. The Jets have traded all their veterans, and they don't look like they have any desire to win that many games this year. The Bills have taken the same approach in the same division, so somebody's going to have to win those head-to-head games. That might be the only wins that those teams can get this year. And then there's also the Browns, who have taken this approach for now the last couple of years. So I think by the end of it, these teams will be so blatantly trying to get this first overall pick in the draft because we see the value. Even if you don't want the quarterback, like let's say the Browns, they like Kaiser, but it's still value in having the number one pick because look what the Bears gave up to trade up one spot to get the quarterback they need. So the number one pick in the draft is so valuable in the NFL that these teams are just going to try to get it. And that means they're going to try to lose on purpose.
I don't see the NFL voting for that. I don't think that knowing how the league's been built and the owners,
I didn't say that's what's going to happen. I say that's what we're going to be saying, that they need to. Now, the NFL doesn't ever do anything that we say they need to do.